This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Welcome back to the Value of Advice series. I'm your host, Luthando Mzilikazi. In this series, we explore the practical impact of trusted financial guidance, not only for our immediate benefit, but for the benefit of our future and that of our beneficiaries. In this second episode, we are talking about something that could make or break your financial future, and that is how to pick the right financial advisor. A mismatch policy or a bad investment choice can do serious damage. You could end up underinsured, paying unnecessary taxes, or even end up in funds that structurally underperform. That's why who you choose to guide you is just as important as the advice itself. So how do you choose someone you can trust with something as personal as your financial well-being if you've never had to make this choice before? Let's start with what to look out for in that first meeting. A credible financial advisor doesn't just launch straight into a product pitch. They start with asking questions. During your first meeting, a financial advisor will take the time to understand the following about you, but with great, genuine curiosity. A, your financial objectives. Are you saving towards retirement, funding education, or trying to get out of debt? B, your risk tolerance. Emotionally and practically, how do you handle market ups and downs? And C, your life circumstances, your family dynamics, health status, or even business interests. This discovery process is absolutely essential. It helps both you and the advisor set a clear direction. It's like a GPS and it uncovers your blind spots, but more importantly, it maps the quickest way to get to your financial destination with the least detours, uncertainty, and anxiety. Without this, even well-intentioned advice can miss the mark. Next up, and equally important, is credibility. Verify the advisor that is in front of you. Don't just trust them blindly. There are two key parts to this, though. First, look at their qualifications and licensing. Are they a certified financial planner? Do they hold an RE license? Are they registered with South Africa's Financial Sector Conduct Authority, the FSCA? To answer all of these critical questions, you can simply ask them, or you can search the FSCA database using the name of the advisor or their firm. Despite their formal qualifications, client reviews and testimonials are even more important. Secondly, check their partnerships. Are they contracted with reputable service providers like major insurers, asset managers, or platforms? You can confirm this by calling those providers directly to verify that the advisor is in fact registered with them as well. Also confirm that those platforms are also registered. This is essential, as when things go wrong and they are registered, you can then lodge an investigation with the FSCA ombudsman. If your advisor hesitates to share any of this information with you, consider that a red flag. The third consideration is centered around their remuneration. There should be fee transparency from the beginning, leaving no room for guesswork, as fees can erode investment value over time. A trustworthy financial advisor explains how they are compensated, and they do so clearly and upfront. Fee structures that they typically quote on vary from hourly rates, fixed fees, to percentages of assets under management. For the most part, fees usually range between 0.5% and 1.5%, with one big caveat. These fees are negotiable, and your advisor might offer a fee reduction if they are managing multiple aspects of your portfolio. Most importantly, if in your mind the value they offer doesn't justify the cost you are being quoted on, that relationship probably won't last long. Finally, competence is absolutely critical, beyond comfort and beyond connection. Truthfully, it really is human to prefer working with someone who shares your background, your language, and that's okay. But competence must outweigh comfort when it comes to financial advice. After the introductory meeting, ask yourself the next set of questions as a reflective exercise. A, do they explain complex jargon in a way you understand? B, do they compare options from more than one service provider? And C, Do they challenge your own assumptions respectfully? Why is this critical? Because real advice doesn't just make you feel good. It empowers you to think deeper and prevents your bad financial habits from deterring from the financial plan. It's about more than money. It's about trust and credibility. If you are ready to partner with someone who puts your interests first, start with a certified professional. You deserve financial security, and you deserve someone qualified to help you achieve it. Thank you for listening to the second episode of our Value of Advice series. Please look out for the next episode where we'll look into some of the remaining advice challenges in the investment industry. Until then, keep well and keep investing. This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.